I don't think I recorded the show. I didn't.
Oh, boy.
I didn't record the show. We just did an hour-long show. I didn't record it. Oh, my God. You've got to be shitting me.
You better get a best of bit going.
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna start. You know what? I did record the I recorded the Facebook. So here's the Facebook Live video. All right, here's the Facebook Live video of today's show. Oh my God.
It doesn't matter. He's not a laughter. Rock and roll and laughter. Ring the ladders. Morning disaster.
One of my favorite songs of all time. Kevin Wasmer and the morning, that's the original morning disaster theme. He did that, well, he did that in like 90, well, I think either like 97. Raymond Lottle's morning disaster. I always like that one. And welcome everybody. How you doing? It is the morning disaster. It is Wednesday, December 14th, 2016. And we're live. How are you? I say were, but it's just me. Nikki, of course, is out again today. And I'm just hanging out. I'm having a pretty nice day. I got up super early today, which has been fun. You know, the strangest, not strange, but just like the best things happened. I started waking up earlier this week. And I did it because, well, I'm working, if you haven't realized, I'm working here in the morning, of course. I'm doing the morning disaster, as I do every single day. You know, and then I'm doing afternoons on WMAY this week, which has been, by the way, thanks to Jim Leach and everybody there, it has been a blast. I have had the best time doing afternoons on WMAY. It really is. I mean, it has been so much fun. They didn't put any restraints on what I talk about, and there's no mandate where you have to discuss politics. I just love it. I've thoroughly enjoyed myself, and yeah, I'm doing that again today. So because I'm doing the MAY thing in the afternoons, I decided that I was going to wake up earlier. So I've been going to bed really early. You know, usually I force myself to stay up and I do work and blah, blah, blah. Well, because I'm doing the two shows, I go to bed when my wife goes to bed, which is anywhere from like 10 to 11, you know. And I've been waking up so early because I'm rested. I usually don't go to bed till 3 or 4 in the morning. But I'm so rested that when I get up, it's like 7 o'clock. And I find myself, I have time to go sit down. I've been drinking coffee. I'm watching some TV. I'm relaxing. I'm taking my kid to school. I mean, I am just completely relaxed. I feel it's great. And next week, I'm doing mornings on WMY. Well, at least the first 2 days of the week, I think I'm doing mornings. So when that happens, we'll tape a show for the morning disaster. We won't be doing that live. Or we'll either be doing it. Here's what I'm going to do. We're either going to do the show in the afternoon and then play it the next day, or we're going to do it later, like at 10 o'clock or after I get home. So I haven't decided which yet. It just depends on what's going to be easier, you know? So to be honest, easier would probably be doing it live. Like wait until 10 o'clock and then knock it out that way. But we'll see. Either way, there will be shows next week. I'm just not sure when we're going to do them. I'll have to check with, we'll check with Nikki, Spanky, you know, anybody who, usually the usual co-hosts. We'll check and see. Hell, maybe I'll even, maybe I'll grab Al or Gully or somebody. We'll grab somebody and see what we can do. So that'll be next week, but we'll worry about that when we get there. This week's shows have been fun. I do have an interesting show today. We're going to do some best of stuff that I'm trying to line up. So if you have a request for best of stuff, go ahead and let me know which one. You can put it on Facebook if you want. Or put it in, like we're doing Facebook Live. If you want to go to the Facebook Live the little comment section. If you want to go to there, you can put it in there, too, and I'll play a best-of show. I'll play a best-of bit, all right? I want to start today's show with the interesting study that they did. You know, there's been a lot of talk about company Christmas parties. You know, we did the stat the other day, 39% of company Christmas parties end in a coworker accidentally or on purpose or meaning to or not meaning to, making out with somebody they work with. So we did that. 39% of people go to these company Christmas parties and end up making out with someone that they're not supposed to. Which makes me ask a couple questions. Number one, why aren't you taking your significant other to the Christmas party? Right? Why are you going to the Christmas party stag? I didn't get that answer from that question, which is 39% of people end up, you know, fooling around. I understand that not all of them are married. I imagine it's probably single people hooking up, but they are hooking up at the company Christmas party. But number two, how boring is your Christmas party that you got to sneak away and go hook up? I mean, are there other things to do? Are there other things that are being talked about that you're not, you know, that you're keeping busy or keeping occupied, that you don't have to go sneak off and make out with a stranger? Well, the one this week, here's the one that they have this week. People say, on average, people say it takes 5 drinks to loosen up at the company Christmas party. People say it takes 5 drinks before you get loosey-goosey. Well, before you start having a good time at the company Christmas party, which seems a little excessive. 5 drinks seems a little excessive. I know sometimes they water them down at the company Christmas party, but come on, 5? 5 drinks? I mean, that does seem like an excessive amount of drinks. But that's what people say. They say 5 drinks. And that'll start loosening you up. And I don't know, when do they have these? They usually have these company Christmas parties on, like, you know, like a weekend night. Or maybe a weekday night, but it's like Thursday or something where, you know. I never understood those. I never understood the Christmas parties who are like, they'll do like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday night, you know. Like a night where you have to go to work the next day. Because if that's the case, then they're just, you're throwing away the next day's work. Because the people are going to be useless because you're shoveling liquor down their throat. I've never understood having a Christmas party during the week. That seems a little, you know, that just seems like a little much. And that's my opinion. What do I know? But it takes 5 drinks to loosen up. So you get there, you're drinking 5 drinks, then you loosen up. Then, according to statistics, you're probably making out with somebody. And then you're getting very hammered, and then you're going home. And we also had, there was also a stat, I didn't read it, but there was a stat about people who end up getting arrested. There was a stat about, and it was a really small amount, but still, it was enough people to where they actually wrote a story about it. There was a, and I don't have it in front of me, but there's a story about people, like 1% of people leaving the Christmas party or something will get pulled over. It was something like that. So it sounds like a really good time. You go to the company Christmas party, you drink to the point of getting sloppy drunk, and then you get pulled over. Well, first off, you make out with somebody that isn't your spouse. Or if you're single, you make out with somebody you work with who's also single. You make out with somebody you shouldn't. And then you leave the party, and you're so hammered, you get pulled over. And most places don't give out any bonuses anymore. You know, most places, they don't give you a bonus. I used to have a Christmas party every year. Back in the days when I do those best of, you guys remember when I do those best of CDs? We did like the best of volume one, volume two, volume three, you know, I think we did like six of them. Well, when we did that, we always got the money. We took the money and I'd have like a couple charitable things that I would give money to. We never made a big deal. We never said it was for charity, you know. We never made a big deal about it. We wanted to sell it straight out and have, you know, see what we could do. We didn't want to make it. We didn't want to have anybody buy it just for the charity portion, you know. We wanted to have them buy it to buy it because that's kind of cool. And so we give some money to charity, and the rest of the money I would take and I would I'd get it, and then I'd use it for bonuses for people on the show. Because, you know, back during the morning disaster days, I was really fortunate. My money was a lot more than anybody working on the show. I mean, they when they went to negotiate with the contracts and stuff, they always negotiated me first. And then after they'd get me done, then they'd do everybody else. And I never understood how all that worked. Because I know that when we first did it, there was a way like, well, do you want us to just give you all the money, then you decide who gets it? I'm like, no, 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 no. And this is as far back, by the way, as the Lytle and Lamb days, when they went and they said, do you just want to decide who's going to? And I was like, no, 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 no. In fact, it was, do John and I want it? And then we were both, no. That's one thing I never, and I guess there are people that do it that way. I mean, I don't think this happens anymore, but in the radio business, there were people that did it that way. We didn't want to do it that way. We were like, no, just negotiate everybody individually. And some of them, I mean, I don't know what everybody's deals were. I honestly don't know what everybody made, but they would always take care of me first. And this is just the disaster days. Now, when it was John and I, when we were doing the Lytle Lamb show, it's the same way. I think I was usually taken care of first, but hell, I don't know. Our first contracts, I always negotiated them, and then when John started negotiating his own, I have no idea how it went down. But what you did was, during the morning disaster days, Tom Cusack and I, or Glenn Gardner and I, depending on who was in charge, we would get together, and we'd haggle back and forth, and it really wasn't even that much. It really wasn't that much of a haggle, because it was such a good job. It really was a cool, cool job. And the freedoms that I got made it so easy that there was never a moment, well, at least till the end, there was never a moment that I felt like, I just don't want to do this anymore, you know. So the negotiations were usually pretty easy. And then we'd come to the number, and then I'd get my number. And they'd say, well, we're going to pay you this. And I go, well, what about blah, blah, blah. And then we'd work out, like, I had rights to the show, which in hindsight was a great thing to do. I know a lot of guys listen now that, you know, they have questions. I'm telling you, the smartest thing you can do is to get the rights to your own show. If for no other reason, so when you're fat and old and you do an internet show, you can play the clips, you know? That was the smartest thing that I ever did. As I said, hey, I want to own all the material that goes through the speakers. And what they did is they just gave me the rights. They said, yeah, that's whatever. You can just take it. Because they didn't, I mean, this radio station has no use. They have no need of it. Because when you're not there, they don't want to play your old clips when you're not there. And they know if they want to do it for like a history retrospective, you know, I don't care. But the way that QLZ did it, and I thought it was smart, the way QLZ did it was they had this, there was a shared rights thing. And they were like, yeah, just you have the right to use anything. Anything that goes over the airways is yours. And they said, but it's also ours in case we feel like, you know, 20 years from now, we feel like doing a retrospective or something. And it was really smart. All right, so we'd negotiate that, and then we'd come up with the money. And then after that, everybody else would do their deals. And so I'm not sure what everybody else made, but regardless, in the Christmas season, I would put out the best of CD. If the best of CD had to be done before Christmas, and then we had to sell it, and then what I'd do is I'd take the money and I would give little bonuses to people on the show. I'd give them little envelopes, and they would each get, you know, and they would each get a money. And by the way, and some of them, like Jimmy got a shitload. I gave Jimmy a bunch of money. He deserved it. And, you know, and then I'd hand money to the people on the show. And that was sort of their Christmas bonus. And it was all under the table. Like, I don't think the IRS knew that they were. I mean, the IRS didn't know I was giving the other people. And I probably should have. I probably should have written it down, 1099'd them or something, but I didn't care. I had to take all the money that came in, I had to take it, and then my accountant had to, I don't know what, my accountant did the cost. My accountant did the cost. How the hell did he do it? He did the cost of the CDs, and he took it against the money coming in, and It ended up, it wasn't that much. It didn't cost me that much. So I paid the taxes on it. But then the money that came in, what I do is I would hand it out to people. I give it to the people on the show. So every Christmas we'd have a big party and I would, you know, I'd just give out money. Now there were some of the best of CDs didn't make as much money as the other ones, but the early ones made big money. And so I'd have a party and I'd just hand it out. And I would give Jim this. Jim would get a ton of money from the best of CDs. And then he would tell everybody, I don't have any money. He always said he never had any money, which is BS because I know that I know the amounts that I gave him. I know the amounts that I gave Jim, and he made some pretty good money. But that's how we did the best of CDs, so. And that was a bonus. But every Christmas we would do it. So when I get to Christmas, I get, you know, I think of that time. Now, there's no bonuses now for anybody. I mean, I gave bonuses last year to Marvin and did I give Marvin? Maybe I didn't give Marvin. I don't know. I gave a bonus to Nikki and I thought I gave it to Marvin. But now that I think about it, I don't know if he ever picked it up. Maybe that's why he left the show. I don't know. I don't remember. No, I'm pretty sure I got him his bonus, so. And that was during this show. Anyway, P-Double is in the Facebook chat room. He has a question. He says, I know you don't want to talk about politics. No, I don't mind talking. I don't care about politics. I don't mind. But what do you think about Rick Perry being appointed the secretary of, I can't remember, oops. And Rick Perry was appointed the Secretary of Energy, which, by the way, was a department he wanted to shut down. Now, the answer is I don't care. I don't care. I do know he's replacing a nuclear physicist who was in charge of Department of Energy. But which I do think is pretty ironic. You know, you get Rick Perry replacing a nuclear physicist. No, I don't care. I just, you know, the election's over, you know. And I don't, people have asked why I don't talk, why aren't you talking about the politics? This week, while I've been filling in on WMY, people have asked about why I'm not talking about the politics. So, I mean, I guess I can answer. When I was on WTAX, they wanted to talk about the politics. So there was a lot of forcing me to talk about it because I would just, I'd rather not do it. I mean, seriously, to be honest, I'd just rather not talk. I'd rather talk about other stuff. There's so much other good things to talk about in the world. I mean, there really are. There are funny things. They're just interesting things to talk about other than politics. I did it. It was my job. But I got to be honest, I really could not care any less about politics. If I was a gigantic show that was on every radio station in America, you know, if I was syndicated like these syndicated guys that are out there, yeah, I'd talk politics because then who knows? Maybe my opinion would somehow make a difference. But my opinion in Springfield, Illinois, it's not going to make a, it's not going to make a crap of. There's not going, it's just not going to make about. It's just not going to make a bunch of noise, you know, for presidential politics. I'm just not. It's just not going to make a. It's just not going to make any movement. So why do it, you know? Locally, yeah, I could probably talk about some stuff locally that would make a difference. But presidential politics, it didn't matter what I was going to say before the presidential election. This is what they don't get at TAX. It's what they don't get. It doesn't make a shit of difference what you're talking about presidential politics. Because the Democrats always going to win the state of Illinois. It's what's going to happen. Bruce Rauner could want me to praise him and praise his candidates all he wanted. It wasn't going to make a difference in the state of Illinois. It's just not going to happen. And especially just with Springfield. There's a lot of Illinois. And I know some people don't want to hear this. The Democrats are the majority. It's going to win. The Democrats are going to win Illinois. So why should I even talk about it? But anyway, enough about that. I don't talk a lot about politics now because I don't have to. However, yeah, I think it's hysterical. I do think it's very funny that Rick Perry is going to be in charge of the Department of Energy, which was one of the departments he wanted to cut, which I thought was great. When he said, there are three departments that I want to get rid of. And number one is, and number two is, and then three, hell, I just forget it. So I do think that's funny. Joe says, like maybe talking about the mayor of Chatham giving the finger in yesterday's ethics meeting. Number one, I don't know. I know that Chatham doesn't have a mayor. And I'm not being snarky to Joe at all. No, I know that Chatham doesn't have a mayor because I've been reminded about that quite a bit over the last few years. No, Chatham has a village president. There's really no difference. It's just a stupid title. Yeah, so the president of the village of Chatham, which somehow makes it sound fancier. I don't know. I didn't hear about the ethics meeting. I'll check into it because it does sound pretty funny. It really does sound funny. So, you know. So when it comes to politics, I know politics. I have my opinions about politics. They obviously didn't matter. You know? And so my opinion now is I'm letting it go. I'm watching like everybody else. I'm watching. When it comes to Donald Trump, I'm watching him. I'm rooting for him. I mean, I'll be honest. I am rooting for El Presidente Trump. I want him to do well. I always want the president to do well. I think President Obama did really. I think he did a great job. I think it's a shame. I really do think it's a shame that the Congress didn't give Obama a frickin' thing over eight years. The president tried to do things, and the Congress just didn't do shit. And I certainly hope President Trump doesn't get that same. I just hope the President Trump doesn't get that same shit, you know? I hope the President Trump, I hope they give him things he asked for. Because it got really old watching our president. It really did. And I liked Obama, but it got old hearing him say things like, we're going to get this and we're going to do this. And then he tried to put it out there and the Congress wouldn't even vote on it. They just let it sit and die. So my hope is that President Trump puts things out there and they actually pass it. That's my hope. But I don't know. When it comes to local politics, hey, my hope is just that they do a good job. That's all I'm hoping for. And yeah, there are funny parts of it. There are things that are funny that I thoroughly enjoy, but obviously you people don't enjoy them. Because everybody's so caught up. The first question that people ask when you bring up any kind of movement in the political realm is whose idea was it? Well, who gives a shit whose idea it is? Who gives a damn? I don't care whose idea. Is it a good idea or not? And that's how, that's when I was doing a political talk, that's how I tried to handle the shows. I talk about an idea, and I noticed when I talked about the idea, the listeners immediately said, well, whose idea was it? Which made me say, I don't care whose idea it is. It doesn't make a difference. Just get out there and like the idea or don't like the idea. So that's why I don't do a lot of political talk. And by the way, this week on WMAY has made no... There's never been a thing where WMAY says, you have to talk politics. So if they don't say that, then I'm not going to talk them. So there's the real reason. There is the reason why I'm not talking about them that much. If somebody calls and asks me a political question, I'll answer it. But there hasn't been a lot of that. The calls have been fun. The shows have been fun. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. Spanky's on the phone. Hey, Spank.
Hey, who gives a crap about politics?
Absolutely. That's what I'm saying. Who gives a crap?
Trump is the man, and that's the way it's going to be.
Absolutely, Spanky.
Absolutely.
How are you, buddy?
I'm great, buddy. How are you?
I'm good. Yesterday's
glad to hear it.
Yesterday's show was loved by hundreds. Hundreds of people loved yesterday's show with you and Mikey, and that was kind of a cool thing, right?
Well, I tell you what, I've become just like a politician. You love me or hate me, I don't give a crap.
I can tell you've been drinking again.
You got darn right. Well, I'm about to cuss there. Sorry about that.
Well, you can cuss. We're on.
I don't want to cuss.
All right, we're on the internet. You can cuss. So,
what's going on this morning?
Nothing. Nothing's going on. I'm just chilling out. I'm just having a nice day. Just having a nice day.
It's a beautiful day out. Cold.
It is cold.
Phew.
What is the temperature, like 11 or something?
I think so. I stepped outside a while ago to estimate the damage on my golf cart because I'm ordering some parts.
Right. Oh, you're ordering parts.
Yeah, I'm going to get some front end parts for it.
Because you hit the porch.
No, the porch hit me.
Yeah, the porch hit you. Yes, I forgot. So you're going to get some parts to get that... To get the golf cart fixed. I think that's wonderful.
Get the old girl back on
absolutely,
the road.
Absolutely. I mean, you gotta drive somehow.
Well, I can still drive, but like I said, just when it gets dark, it's kind of hard to see.
Right. Yeah. Because you need lights.
Yeah. Don't have them no more. Knock them clear off.
Maybe put some flashlights on the.
Well,
the flashlights and duct tape.
I thought about that, and then. I was watching TV last night, and I seen one of them coal miner shows.
Uh-huh.
I need one of them hats with a light on it.
You need a helmet with a light on it.
Yeah.
That's a very good idea, Spanky.
I thought it was.
Yeah, no, that's a very good idea. Get a little helmet with a, shining a light.
Yeah, you're talking just...
Yeah. You drive around
See
that
where
way.
I'm rolling.
That's right. That's pretty smart.
No matter. Well, I'm glad people enjoyed the show.
Yeah, they did. They really liked it. You and Mikey were very funny. And I thought you and Mikey were very funny. I really enjoyed it.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yes. Yes. So what else exciting is going on today?
Nothing. I am going to play a best of bit. I don't know what best of bit I'm going to play, but it's a Wednesday, so I'm going to do that. And other than that, there's nothing. I just thought I'd come on and talk.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool. I just came right down here, and I thought, oh, I forgot to call in.
Yeah. I'm glad you remembered. I'm glad you actually remembered.
Whew, yeah. I am too, because that wild turkey, it kicks you in right. The butt if you don't watch it.
And you're drinking, what are you drinking today? Wild turkey and water?
Wild turkey and water.
Yeah. And the water?
Just a little bit of water.
Water. How much? I want to know how much water is in the wild turkey.
Maybe a shot.
Maybe a shot of water. And how much wild turkey?
About 10 ounces. Well, a regular drinking glass, you know, like you drink iced tea at a restaurant.
Right.
One of those.
So you're drinking it. Wait a minute. You drink the wild turkey out of a giant glass.
Yeah, it's like an iced tea glass in one of the restaurants.
I thought you drank it out of like a little shot glass or something. I didn't know you were drinking.
No, that's for sissies. You put it in a glass and put some ice in it.
Right.
A little shot of water and you walk around like a sippy cup.
Right, like a sippy cup.
Yeah.
And you hold that with your full hand, I imagine.
Oh yeah, because I wouldn't want to drop and waste that alcohol.
Well, you don't want to leave that to the stubby. Yeah.
No, stubby can't handle it.
You leave that to the full hand.
Stubby's just like a, what do you call it? One of them, like, just a dinner conversation piece.
Right.
Oh, so he just sits there, just kind of does nothing.
And then when you want to start the conversation, you bring up the stubbies.
Oh, yeah. I get him out front of the table and say, look at this.
Oh, look at there. There's my stubby fingers.
That's my stubs.
Yeah.
Well, right now, just stub.
The stub.
You'll be joined by the stub brothers after a while.
There's my stub right there. Yeah, look at it. And then they're going to take off the other fingers, which will be great.
Yeah.
You'll feel better after that.
Oh, it will, and I'm going to send you more pictures like I did last time.
Oh, God, those pictures were disturbing. That was disturbing.
It was.
Spanky loves me so much, he sent me pictures of the stub when he had it. After it was post-accident. It was after the accident.
Yeah, it was laying on the table.
Oh, my God, it was disturbing. And I thought I was going to.
But I wasn't with it.
Yes. I thought he was sending me pictures of like the. I thought it would be like bandaged up fingers and stuff. No, he sends me a picture of the dead finger that already been chopped off and it was just laying on a table.
Yeah.
That's what he sends me. Look at this, buddy.
I wanted to take it with me.
It was disturbing.
They wouldn't let me.
It was so disturbing. I thought I was going to see bandaged hand. No, no. Just played out flat, you know. I get myself the cutoff stub on a table.
Yeah, so we're going to send you before and after pictures.
Yeah, I want the before and afters.
Maybe during, too.
Oh, my God. And you said the surgery is going to take hours, right?
I think like 3 hours or something.
Good Lord.
I'll probably be in there partying.
Well, yeah, I think you'll be sleeping.
Yeah, I'll be taking a nap that day. I don't think I'll have drinking a wild turkey that day.
And they'll give you a nap, you'll feel just fine.
Oh, I'll just lay there and kick it.
You come out with your little nubbins and you'll feel all good, buddy.
Be waving to everybody.
Yeah. I'm gonna end the Facebook Live feed and then we're gonna continue on the morningdisaster.net feed.
Watch sure.
So people, if you're watching Facebook Live's video and you want to see what happened the rest of the show, just go to morningdisaster.net and download the podcast. Or you go there, if you're listening right now, if you're listening live or watching live on Facebook Live, then just go over there and listen to the rest of the show. And you'll enjoy yourself. All right? While Spanky and I finish it up at morningdisaster.net.
Don't know all the details yet, but Christian County Courthouse in Taylorville.
Yeah, right there on the square.
I mean, as if the horse dragon thing wasn't enough. For some reason, a truck went out of control, either intentionally or unintentionally.
Right.
Don't know yet. Maybe a listener can enlighten us. But I saw the video last night. Truck smashes into the county courthouse, and not just like inside.
In Taylorville?
Yeah.
Wow.
And we're not talking about just like, you know, hitting the front wall. We're talking about hitting, you know, going inside, like right in the center of the courthouse.
Inside?
Yeah. So this truck went in there big
time.
How
fast was it going?
I don't know. It had to go pretty decently fast.
629-8200. Taylorville listeners, give me some insight to this. Anybody see this? What time did it happen?
Sometime over the weekend. No, I just got a little bit last night, and it wasn't in the paper this morning, but...
Hard to imagine that happening accidentally.
Yeah. It sits far enough off the road that, you know, somebody went up over the curb.
Yeah, unless they're hammered.
Or they went up through the grass.
Well, if they're hammered and they fall asleep. I mean,
yeah, you're right.
Because you've got a sidewalk and you've got what, as I recall, like a 1 foot stone surface above that. So
how the hell they get up there?
Well, I don't know.
Somebody's got to know, right? Let's go to the phone. You from Taylorville?
No, right. This is Willie, but I know what happened.
All right, what happened, Willie?
Hey, the dude drove up the steps and straight up the walkway to the courthouse through the glass doors, through the double glass doors. He drove down the hallway and, like, kind of around the corner a little bit.
Yeah.
And the car went, like, or it was a big, like, Ford truck, like one of those old F-150s or something, a Taylorville truck. And so as he kind of went around the corner, he didn't make the corner, and he, like, kind of put the corner of the truck into someone's office.
Oh, wow.
What in the hell was that?
I mean, he had to drive a good, probably what it looked like, maybe 30, 40 feet down the hallway and stuff. So they did it overnight at like, they said around maybe anywhere between midnight and, or around 2 in the morning, I thought they said.
That is insane.
Yeah. It was pretty wild. They showed it all and they put it in neutral and they walked it out and back down the steps. And
is that how the cops got it out?
No, they had to push it out. They pushed it out. And it took them a while to push it out because they didn't want to hit anything or wreck the floor.
Did they arrest people for this?
I'm not sure. They said they weren't even sure if alcohol was involved yet. But
why would someone do that sober?
They said it will be open this morning.
All right, man. Hey, thanks,
Willie. Maybe somebody had a grudge against the county. Who knows?
I bet you $10 I can drive this pickup truck up them steps and through that front door.
I bet I can drive it all the way through there. I bet they were trying to go all the way through it.
Oh, yeah.
I bet I could drive all the way through it and no one even know.
Well, after all these years, I guess.
Yeah, I bet my mama's pie tastes better than your mama's pie. my mama makes the best pie in town. Oh, no, it's Aunt B. She does. That's what Opie says.
After all these years, I imagine cruising the square got boring.
Hello, good morning.
Hey, Dad.
Yo, what's up? You from Taylorville?
The guy that drove through the courthouse said, if my buddies can drag a dead horse on a square, I can drive through the courthouse.
At any point, did they have a dead horse tied to the back of the truck when going through? That's my question. Hmm. Yeah, that's bizarre.
Yeah, people trying to top each other.
What the hell's going on in Taylorville?
I don't know. Weird time.
Every day we get another weird Taylorville story.
Man.
We should just start doing the Taylorville news here.
Yeah. I'm thinking so.
Remembering Prohibition to Taylorville quick.
Yeah.
Taylorville Bureau.
You got to cut those people off. Those crazy rednecks. God knows what they're going to be doing. Hope nobody opens a sheep farm there. God knows how those damn sheep could be hurt. Hi, you're on the air.
We was going to have the dead horse up on the back, but, you know, they took it from us to make some glue. It was part of a bet, but, you know.
I know, it's rough.
We kind of lost it whenever they took it from us.
Thank you, partner.
Good man.
My God. It's crazy rednecks over there. I think that's what it was. I think that they were people that said, I bet I could drive. Oh, yeah. I can drive. I've been drinking since Labor Day 2000. Well, I've been drinking since Mother's Day 1999. And I bet that I could drive my pick-em-up truck through the... I bet I could drive it around the square 4 times with my eyes closed. Oh, that ain't nothing. I bet I could drive it pert near to the movie theater down to the street. Oh, that ain't nothing. I bet I could drive my pick-em-up truck all the way through the courthouse, down the hall, make a left, swing on by Judge Davis's office, go on by Sheriff Taylor's, and then swing on by Barney's office, and then flip out the back door and no one will even know. You know that's what happened. They were trying to go all the way through, and, you know, they hit an office, and they couldn't get the car out, and then they probably took off running.
It's the courthouse demo derby.
Of course, I don't know. Hi, good morning. You're on.
Yeah. It says somebody from Taylorville, has Ray heard about the two boats that went over the dam?
No, wait a minute.
Out of Taylorville.
What? When was this?
This was a couple of days ago when we had all that water.
And what were they doing?
They had them tied down too tight to the boat docks. And they broke the boat, and it went over the dam.
Oh, my God.
That's insane.
That's hysterical. And this happened at which lake is that?
Lake Taylorville. We got a bunch of crazies over there.
All right, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, I mean, Man.
Say now good morning.
Yo, Andy, what's up? We're going to have to take these pick-em-up trucks and nip it in the bud.
And the thing is now, what do they do with the pickup truck? Where is it now? Does anybody know?
Evidence lock. Oh.
Where is it again?
Up my butt.
Oh, there it is now. Hi, you're on the air.
You know, that stint through the courthouse is funny. You just wait till I get out there. I came up with a dandy.
What are you going to do?
Oh, you just wait. You'll hear about it in a couple of days down there in Taylorville.
I can't wait. Unbelievable. Oh, I can tell you right now, one of them rednecks are going to try to top that. Oh, there you go, dead heart. Cletus, he tried to drive through the courthouse. That ain't nothing. Wait till I'm done with him. Good morning. What do you think?
Yeah, I was going to say something about, you know, call now, you know, about the Ford pickup truck. I don't know.
You got to drive through Taylorville Saturday night. You better be on the lookout, Ray. You might see something.
We got a pickup truck. That ain't nothing. Got some desk in it. Got a couple of courthouse workers from Taylorville underneath it. Doesn't matter.
Hi, good morning.
Hey, you know what a redneck says in Taylorville before he dies? Hey, y'all, watch this.
Oh.